Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Living Radio. This is your host, Kenneth Lesser. Delighted and thrilled to be with you, and grateful once again for AdvancedLiving.com, the company that brings you the wonderful comfort clock that sponsors this program. And it is a thrill to invite you to go check out AdvancedLiving.com and the comfort clock. Wonderful instrument used by Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Star of the Secret, Danion Brinkley, the list goes on and on. When you have time, check it out. And now, what a thrill today. You know that we have a commitment to bring you value, to bring you quality, to support you. Well, here we are, post-election, with our national, global crisis being spoken about. And what do we do to gain a little bit of stability? Well, today our guest, Kathy Burry, is going to help us. She is a professional numerologist and is going to help you to be able to gain some insight. Some of you will be able to call in and get actually a free mini reading from her. Now, she has been doing this for over 25 years and is highly regarded. Cabot Robert, who was one of the top speakers in the country for so many years, called her, "You are truly a creative genius. Your ability to give deep thoughts with the divinity of simplicity is a rare gift." She has taken years and years to put together and simplify and bring into layman's terms what is a complicated science. And this is a woman who has traveled the world. She's been involved with the National Speakers Association. She's been honored in Singapore. And she's traveled, she's been profiled by the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, has been on cruise lines, radio shows, has wowed audiences in over 18 countries. And it's just wonderful. She has kind of retired, I say retired, into Golden, Colorado at the foothills of the mountains, has a self-designed Arabian horse estate, which is also a five-star bed and breakfast. And we're going to get some help because there are cycles. You know this, the sun, the moon, the night and the day, the seasons. Well, the numbers. And she is going to be able to take us through the numbers 1 through 9 in a way that is going to make things so beautiful and so simple. And, of course, she's written a book so that there's more detail available. The book is called So You Want to Be Counted. Every Person's Guide to Numerical Sanity. So get ready as we welcome in Kathy Burry. Kathy, hello.
Well, hello, Kenneth, and it's a pleasure to be with you and your guests today. I've had so much fun looking at your comfort clock and reading all the great reviews on that. And we were talking about a lot of the things that Barack Obama's been doing lately and the world situation. So probably we can touch on a little bit of that today. And if any callers call in, we'd love to answer some personal questions.
Absolutely. I'll give those numbers out. Callers in the U.S., call in toll-free 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and our friends north of the border in Canada there, 888-815-9756. And outside of the U.S. and Canada, the rest of the world, call in on 530-876-3222 and ask Kathy about your future. All right, Kathy.
All we need to know from them is their month and day of birth and a personal question that they'd like answered. So their month and their day of birth, okay?
Yes.
And they can give me their first name if they want to as well. And why don't we, while we're waiting for that, is to see where our universal year is going. That's the universal year is the one that everybody's living in or trying to live in at this time, and that is 2008. And what I find is always watch October. October is like a timing that's starting to show you what the next year is going to be all about. September wraps around into the most powerful timing of the year you're living in because you're trying to get a whole bunch of things done. But then October gives you a sneak peek as to the next year. So right now, in 2008, we've been in a 1 year of new beginnings, new timings. We're ready to get rid of the old. We're ready to move forward. And we've watched so many young, enthusiastic new voters out there. I mean, people have been knocking on doors. There's such an energy. We've got a movement going, people. And it's exciting. It's exciting to be alive and watch this new change as we come in. The whole timing of 2000, the whole century coming up is all about peace and stability. And of course, the opposite of that is war. So we make choices in our life all the time, whether we want the peace or we want the serenity. And right now we are saying we want change and we're going for the best in everybody. And we want to see the world mingle together and really enjoy all our diversities.
Happy. Before we go on, I want to revise the numbers for our callers.
Okay.
For U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-228-4494, or for U.S., Canada, rest of the world, toll-free 877-489-6350. All right. So bring on those calls and have Kathy give you some personal support. Now,
I did a little bit on your chart while you're waiting on that. Do you want to hear that, Ken?
Now, can we do something for Barack?
We can do something for Barack. Let's do that, okay? Barack was born on August 4th, 1961. And the day that you're born on, the month and day of birth and the year, is also your birth force. That means that's the energy that got you out of the womb, out away from mom and dad, out away from those first jobs, lovers, and friends. And he carries it as a 29 equaling 2, and the 2 is always patience. We said in the years of the 2000s, we want either war or peace. So he was either a really cooperative little kid or he was rebelling occasionally. And we know that from his bio, that occasionally through his early years as he was growing into a teenager, he was rebelling occasionally. But as he moves into his heart's desire and his destiny, it's all leadership. It's all number one and the number nine, which is leadership for the world and the dream of making the world a better place. And his personality is a one, which is, again, the leader. The number one stands strong and by itself. And the number nine wants to encompass the whole world like a rainbow encompassing the planet. So he does dream big. He does dream of better things. And he realizes, though, that it is not going to be easy. And as he moves through this timing where he, I was touched because when his grandmother passed, he actually was
in. Let's see. I didn't know if we had just had a caller come in, Kathy.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. Hello? Oh, I guess not. All right. Go ahead. You were talking about Barack's grandmother.
Right. The day that his grandmother passed, I kept looking at the month that he would, if he were to get the president-elect, I was looking at that in his chart, and it was a 33 equaling 6. And any time you have a double digit, like a 3 and a 3 to equal a number, then that's like a master number moving through. And that would have been the month of October. as we were moving into this timing. And so it was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? See? And I thought it has to do with home, love, and family. And then his grandmother passed on a 33 or 36 equaling 9. The 3 and 6 and 9 combination are the most emotional numbers and the most emotional combination. So here she passed, and then the next day he is awarded the president-elect, which is a 1, and it was brand new beginning strength right away. Boom, right into it, and you've seen him all this week. The pain was there as he spoke the last speeches in Pennsylvania and all around, and the tears rolled down his eyes as he spoke to the audience. And then all of a sudden, boom, he was into work, and he knew he had to do it, and he had already said his goodbyes. And you knew that she was going to be his angel, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Well, he's going to need a lot of help, and so now he's got a guardian angel and his grandmother in
Absolutely.
Addition to the other support out there. Now, in your book, I love this, So You Want to Be Counted, and here's the... Now, people are going to want to know about how to get their hands on this book, so can you help us there?
Well, we certainly can, and I'm on Amazon.com, and you would type in the title of the book or my name, Kathy Burry. It's So You Want to Be Counted with an exclamation point at the end, and it will come right up on the screen, and you can order it from Amazon.com. Now, if they would like to order it from me and get an autographed copy, we will give them even a discount in free shipping and handling, and they can make a note on my website at Talmar5000, T-A-L, M as in Mary, A-R, 5000, at AOL.com. And I will get you the book for $25 with free shipping and handling. That gives you a discount on the book itself. Plus, I will autograph it for you. So that
okay,
would make
so
a great Christmas gift.
Okay, so if someone wants to buy it from you personally, get a discount, and have it personally autographed and get free shipping, they would email you at talmar5000, T-A-L-M-A-R, 5000 at AOL.com?
Exactly. And they
okay.
can. I'll get back to them, and we can get the address from them and where it goes, and that would be great. Love to do that for their Christmas.
Oh yes. Now, and I don't know. Are you still involved with personal consulting for people with numerology?
I am, and I do it right here via the phones as well. And they can get a hold of me at 303-279-4133.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, guys. It's fun to be out, and this is going into California, right?
Oh, gosh, this goes out literally internationally. The station is based in California, where Don, the founder, is being held prisoner by his wife and children. And they're forcing him to do this, but he's getting used to it, and the world is doing better because of it.
Oh, that's excellent.
Of course, I'm kidding. He does this out of love, and it's a wonderful thing. Now, tell us some more. Now, just in getting started, because numerology can be so complicated, and this rolls off your tongue because, well, 25 years or more you've been doing this. Now, there's this thing about a personal year.
Right.
And I don't know if you could help us to know how to be able to calculate it, so people, they may be tuning in, listening to the archives, or want to be able to do this and do it for a friend, and they could get your book, and could we have a little bit of a tutorial on that?
Sure. One of the things we do with the alphabet, let's say your first name, we do A is 1, and B is 2, and C is 3, and D is 4, so that's not too difficult yet. And on, it all goes from 1 through 9. So when you get to the 9th letter of the alphabet, and then J is the 10th letter, you add the 1 and the 0 that's in the 10 together, and that equals 1. So it starts all over again. So the J is a 1. And so it just keeps moving along. So when you're laying out the letters in your first name, and that's a good way to start, okay, is, for instance, the K in Kenneth is the 20th letter of the alphabet, and it is a 2. Or, I'm sorry, it's the 11th letter of the alphabet. I have to learn my alphabet here. Okay. Yeah, but 1 and 1 is 2. So if 11 is 11, we would take and lay both the numbers down, 1 and 1, and add it together, and it would equal a 2. So I said the J was a 10, and the 1 plus 0 equals 1. Okay?
Okay.
And then
sure.
when you lay out the whole name, you just add it all together again, all those letters in the name. All right. Now, in the birth date, when you want to find out your personal year, you take, for instance, yours is February 4th, and February is the second month of the year, and it's so it is a 2, January is a 1, February is a 2, March is a 3, and so on. All right? And you were born on the fourth day, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have to add that together to make it smaller. All right. So it would be 2 plus 4. And then we know 2008, if we add it together, is a 10 or a 1. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 8 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1. So your personal year would be February 4th would be 2 and 4 is 6. And you add 1 is 7, so you are in a 7 personal year. Now, that's a little confusing if people have never done it before. So many times on the radio, of course, we always do those birth dates, the month and the day of birth, and then we add it to the universal year, and we find out what is the year you're living in and what on that personal year and what is the energy that's going through your life and your chart at this time. And that gives us answers.
All right, so Kat, to help kind of on the learning curve here, you had mentioned previously that Barack Obama's birthday was August 4th of 1961.
Correct.
But if we calculate his personal year, we don't need the 1961, do we?
Correct, that's correct, because that would be the energy that got you out of the womb, but we want to see what energy is motivating him right now. So we're only going to add August 8th, which is the 8th month of the year, and we're going to add that to the 4 day that he was born, and that would be 12. And we know 2008 is a 10. And so you add that together, be 22, and that would equal a 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. So we always add double digits together to create a single digit.
Okay.
Right, between
so now,
1 and 9.
All right. And I know all this is in that wonderful book of yours, and to tantalize our listeners a bit more. So can you talk to us about that 4 year?
Right now, everything he did this year was setting a platform or a foundation on the rest of the timing between 1 and 9. So if he's in a 4 personal year right now, and the 22 is a master number, it's like the master builder, he put together the best organized campaign they've ever seen. Ever. I mean, he knows what it is to build something, foundation, block by block. If we think he won't do that in the future for us, for our country, it's just that the past administration has dug us such a hole, it's almost like they've prepared him to fail. He's not going to allow that to happen, but we are going to be prepared to give him a year or two to even get his feet wet in there, because there is no way he can do it without having a little bit of time. So he's going to need next year to move through it.
Kathy, I'm told that we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
So if we can patch that in. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Shane.
Jane?
Shane?
I'm having a little...
Shane.
Yes.
Could you spell that? Because I'm having a little hard time hearing the call.
C-H-E-N-E, Shane.
C-H. Can you spell it for me? Ken, I can't hear it.
C-H-E-N-E.
C-H-E-N-E.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your birth date? Just the month and day.
It's 2/28.
Ken, can you repeat that?
Okay, so that was 2/28 or February 28th. Is that right, Shane?
Yes.
February 28th?
Yes.
Okay, I'm very sorry that we're having trouble with that, the sound on that chain. Okay. Okay, do you have a question for me today?
Just anything that she might see in regards to career.
Okay. It's actually a 30 equaling 3 personal year for you. And anytime you have a 0, like a 3 plus 0 to equal the smaller number, it has like a God force protection around it. And there were some things going on that had to do with the family pretty serious right around March. Is that true?
Yeah. My mom had a mastectomy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then a lot of things came to a head, though, by June. What was going on in June? Because that would have been an ending timing for you there. And something new was about to change as it moved into July.
I can't say anything actually. All I know is energetically I went through change.
Okay. All right. Well, just know that the 3 year is the power of words. And whatever you've been afraid to talk about in the past has really been trying to get you to be stronger and speak out of what you need and how you need it done. And others will listen in the 3 year. Now, this year is almost done. So just know that next year is going to be a 4 year of planning and putting things on a firmer foundation and your economic side and for your money. All right? And so things that seemed a little freer this year are definitely going to change as of next year.
Got you.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So, let's see. So you were helping Jane there to realize that that there was something going on in the 3 year, and you were able to pinpoint a profound a time with a health issue in the family just from that basic information.
Right. Well, that timing is so accurate, even though, and I will never outguess someone's personal circumstances, but I can show you when something happens or how. It's, for instance, if someone passes in a certain year and there's several children in a family, each one of those children is going to react differently to the passing of the loved one, okay? And you can tell that in what is going on in that year. So people live, die, and marry in every timing, but it's how they react to it.
Ah, okay. Now, as you were describing stuff about Barack being in a, did you say a 4 year?
Right.
In 2008?
Correct.
And then coming into, I didn't know if there was more you wanted to say about that or go into the next year, which I'm guessing could, after a 4, do we have a 5?
Right, exactly. You're going to go from the 4 to the 5 and all the way up to the 9. So it's almost like God gives you 9 years to do something, you know, to get something done. And it's like you're kind of planning that. And the 4 year is always like putting the foundation on the house. In a 1 year, you get the idea. You say, oh, my God, could I be president? You know, and then, like, in a 2 year, in a 3 year, he's out on the stump for almost 2 years, you know, out there. And it was, like, amazing how he finally was getting the idea and then putting it into form. But now he's actually been doing a lot of that already. You noticed how he just stepped right in, going after his cabinet right away, realizing he's got to do it almost like becoming president before he's allowed to be president. He's got to already put that into place. But at the same time, he knows he's up against probably one of the biggest challenges that are going out there. He has the ability next year as he moves into a 23 equaling 5 personal year. The 5 is communication and power and marketing and sales, and it's like being the lawyer out in the court. And so his power of words out there when he gets into the international community is going to be absolutely amazing. And there's going to be surprises, though, that hit him, and yet at the same time, he's got quick reactive ability next year that isn't quite as methodical as his normal self likes to lay it out slowly. Okay, he's going to have to make some really quick decisions next year, and he's prepared for it, and he will do it.
And his that 5 year that you're talking about, or a five personal year,
mm-hmm.
starts at the very beginning of the year with January 1st?
Exactly. No matter what your birth date is, it goes at the January through the end of December. Now, there are some numerologists who might disagree with that, but I worked with Dr. Juno Jordan, who is one of our top numerologists over the years, and we corresponded. And I really, through the years and doing radio shows and talking with multitudes of people and doing these numbers, have found it to be very, very accurate going right from January through December.
Ah, okay. Well, and that's 25 years of experience there. Kathy, I'm going to give you credit for knowing what you're talking about here.
Well, thank you. I always think it's absolutely wonderful chatting with the people, because to me it's always like this is a new experience and a new, does it still work? Does it still work? And it's absolutely been amazing.
Oh, well, I know that all the different people and the accolades that you've earned from top professionals and just the world travels that you've done, that bespeaks the quality of which you've been able to deliver. And then there was some stuff when you were profiled in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know if you can share a bit about that.
Well, that was really funny, because there was a Mr. Johnson that called, and I didn't know where he called from, but he said he was with the Wall Street Journal. And I'm going, he wants me? You know, I was in the National Speakers Association at the time and traveling a great deal, but it was like, you know, you can't hardly believe it, okay? And he was profiling quite a few major speakers, Mr. Reagan at the time, President Reagan, and this was all going into like a collage of speakers and in the Wall Street Journal. And so I didn't believe it was real. I thought someone was playing a hoax on me. So I called the offices and asked for this particular person, and the New York office said, no, I'm sorry, he's down in Houston. And so I called that office, and I got his secretary, and then I got him, and I said, are you really a real person? He just cracked up. He thought that was really funny. He said, nobody really checks on me. They all think it's great to get called. He says, you actually didn't believe it. And I said, well, now I know. Now I know I've gone up one more realm. But when I was, when I met John Siegenthaler, in Nashville area, I had flown in for a National Speakers Conference down there, and we were doing some radio shows, and I had just gotten my first book out, which was called The Stress Strategist, and so they wanted to know if numerology could unlock stress. And so I was down there, and I got to do a television program with John Siegenthaler, only the book was so new, and I was one chapter of many speakers that were talking about stress, and it was my first book, and I was just very excited. And so I had sent him ahead a copy, and I got there at the show, and to show you how you have to be prepared, but he said to me, do you want to do author first or book first? And they ask you which way to throw the questions. And I said, I have to be honest with you, I haven't read the whole book yet. And can you imagine going on a show and not having done that? He patted my knee. He said, don't worry, I've read it. And I said, oh my gosh. And when we were all done, he said, that was so good, and it really touched my heart. But he actually gave me a ride back to my hotel, and we chatted all the way back. So that's, you never know. When you go and you're doing something, always go prepared. If it doesn't, you aren't prepared, at least be honest. That would be my thoughts.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, we want to pass that on to a number of people in the business community and in politics. If you aren't prepared, let people know. May that become a new way of life there in corporate America and in the political arena. And now, Kathy, I am so curious, because you've got us started with this, how to do this personal year.
Right.
And you've made mention that it goes from 1 through 9. And we talked a bit about 1 and 2. And can you kind of just take us on a stroll down the 1 through 9 personal year lane, and so that we can get a bit of things, because I know sometimes people may be a little reluctant to call in and talk, but they could be sitting there, and they might have a 3 or a 5 or a 7 or a 9, and they, you know, they don't have a chance yet to get the book because they're just meeting you now.
Right.
So can we get a little bit of a stroll down personal year lane here?
Oh, I think we could do that. Now, if you're in a 1 year, now remember, everything's going to go from 1 through 9. You're going to go from the 1 year to start, and sometimes when you're born in the 9 personal year, you know, or 9 year. So it doesn't always mean that, but let's start at the 1. If you're entering a 1 year, that's new beginnings. It's always like a fresh start, okay? And things that maybe were out of your control in the past, all of a sudden you feel stronger, like you're planting new seeds and you're getting new ideas, and what seemed really scary in the past is like, wow, I've got a new chance. I can do it. I can go out there. And even though it feels like a step right off the edge of the cliff, it feels exciting and exhilarating because there's a breath of fresh air coming into your life. All right, so I always tell people, take that chance. Don't be afraid. If it's something you never, ever did that was scary in the past, just go for it. Really take that opportunity, and don't be afraid that your ideas aren't good enough. You are here to learn to validate yourself and to create a person within yourself that no one else can tear apart. So you're actually becoming your own best friend as life goes along, and that 1 year gives you a chance to really be strong and go for it. In the 2 year, it's
Before you get to that, can I interject? I noticed here in your book, to help us, you've given like a bit of a contrast. So you make mention that a 1 personal year is great for solo flights, creative nights, leadership inspiration, daring to do, finding you, and risking new sensations. There's a poet going on here in the background, folks, in case we didn't notice. Kathy's definitely a bit of that. And then at the same time, you make mention on the contrast side that a 1 personal year is a rotten year for whiny fears, codependent tears that'll work at your command, being afraid to make the grade, and coming on demand.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because you can always take the positives of something and you can turn it into what would be the negative if I don't make good choices. So life is really about that wonderful thing called free will and of making choices, and we always can have the choice to make the good choice or not the so good choice, okay? And that's the joy of living. That's what gives it excitement. But at the same time, as we learn from the experiences, we do it better the next time you hit a 1 year. The next time you hit a 1 year, as life goes on, you're going to have more than one chance to make those choices.
Okay, fantastic. And so now we're getting into the 2.
Now we're going to go to the 2 year. And the 2 year is about patience and negotiation and being a team player and listening, not always talking, but listening. And so here we have an opportunity to say, okay, I know I may have the best idea, but maybe someone else has a good idea. Maybe I could curl up and just hold hands or listen and wait. And so there is this feeling that sometimes if we're very energetic people in the rest of our chart, going through a 2 year can seem like the longest year, because it really is testing some of the softness inside of you and the waiting and the patience. And so that is one of the things. But when you blend it in a marriage or in a relationship or as a team player at work, all of a sudden you realize that other people do have good ideas and you don't have to hold up the whole world by yourself.
What a relief.
Yes.
Yes, teammates.
Teammates, okay. Did you want to say anything else about that from the book?
Certainly I like to hear what you said. Two is a great year for consolidation, mediation, planning for tomorrow, holding hands, sharing, caring, allowing seeds to grow, and it's a rotten year for isolation, desperation, ideas helter-skelter, churning out, scream or shout, legals without lawyer.
Right, because we talked about the two, we're in the years 2000, okay? And these years, these 100 years of the 2000s coming up here is like amazing. We talked about it being either war or peace. We want to go towards the peace. We saw a president that loves going toward the war more. So it really is about making choices under the number two that's going to give you a more peaceful, relaxed life. And really, music is really calming music, sitting by the fireplace during the 2 year. All of those things that said, let's have a night at home. We don't have to be the party player all the time.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Yes.
So you want to go into a 3 year? Are you adventurous here?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, the 3 year is bringing out that little kid in all of us. All right. And power of words comes under the number three. But even in making decisions, sometimes the number three has been saying, well, I've been waiting all the way through the 3 year, or the 2 year rather, in my patient timing. Now I want to go out and splurge and spend a little and redo the wardrobe, at least, you know, go to the Goodwill and upgrade something. And it's almost like you just, that little kid in you is just ready to dance, ready to do something and really get out there again into the world. So there's that timing again. There's a time, you know, for playing. There's a time for relaxing. Life isn't all about having to be stressful all the time. So the three, as the child coming out, sometimes walks into stressful situations and has the ability to get out of it quickly because the power of words is sitting there with the bright idea that said, you know, I can just talk my way out of this. And so there is something playful about that. If you're a person who has never really learned the English language, never learned another language, the power of words, again, gives you that opportunity to be something more than yourself and to open yourself to divergent thoughts and ideas. And the, like I say, a different language is even great under that.
Ah, okay. Well, this is good. And it, you hear in the book, say, a great year for ice cream cones, telephones, the child that lives within, creative themes, living dreams, trusting you can win. And it's a rotten year for words and slander, life's meander, childish pouts with tears, manipulating, affectating, gossiping with peers.
Right. Sometimes the number three thinks, you know, especially if you have it in a major part of the chart, especially even in the birth course, it's almost like sometimes you hear that people get so dramatic, you know. Sometimes you've had a friend or someone that you know that it seems like their whole life is a drama or a soap opera. And sometimes that comes out that way. So that was my kind of thoughts when I was writing that, because we want to use words. We want words to be powerful, but we want to use them well.
Ah, okay. So next on the steps of excitement is a four personal year.
Well, the 4 year, as we were talking about with Barack, is the time to put a foundation under your life and under what is going on in your life. So if finances, it's not a time to ever change jobs. Okay, if you're out there, you really want to stay on the job. Sometimes you don't get the raises as much in the 4 year. You're really putting out a plan, and hopefully by learning on the job, you're preparing yourself for the years ahead up through number 9. And so you really want to think about finances and be solid about what you choose to buy or sell under the number 4. If you were buying and selling under the number 8, the power is a little stronger. So you really want to think. Now, many people start businesses under the number 4. We see Barack actually really starting a business, like running the company of the United States, okay, under the number 4. He's already been putting this plan in all year long. So that's the foundation place. And I know I started the bed and breakfast in the 4 year. I actually started my speaking career under the number 4. The timings, when I was arsoned in 1976, I was actually building and rebuilding my home under the number 4. So it's interesting to see what someone else will build. Everyone might be building something differently.
Oh, okay. Yes, and here you say, the 4 is a great year for the 60-yard dash to raise some cash and to slim the oleo waistline, bargain basements, building basements, working overtime. and that it's a rotten year for bill collectors, credit rejectors, holds on your account, extravagance in any sense, in any large amount. All right.
Very good. So if you overspent in the 3 year, even though you were having fun with the credit card, the 4 year is going to catch up with you.
Okay.
See, 1 year kind of plays into the other. If you did it well, then you've put a good cash base so that you could start that business or start some other project that you wanted to do.
Okay.
Okay.
That's important. Yes. So now here's our 5 year, which is going to be what Barack's coming into, and for a number of our listeners out there, so in 2009. So what's about our five fund here?
Well, I always think that what the three creates, the five can sell. So if you had those combinations in the, like in a major natal chart, that's really good for sales, okay, or things that you've created yourself. In the 5 year, he's got to now sell his ideas to the Congress and to the House of Representatives, the Senate. He's got to sell all these ideas as he goes out there. And that, he's actually walking into a good timing to be able to do that. But we said he's going to be in a two, universal year for the country. And literally that's going to be like maybe the opposite there, pulling on him a bit. But he's got the power of words again in there because this is like the little lawyer coming out. All right, and it's the sales pitch coming out, and the travel, lots of travel coming up in that year as well for him. And also whether he's just traveling on the telephone or on the internet or however he's going to choose to do it. I always thought there was something interesting. They had 3.2 million new people on the internet giving small donations to Barack through all this time, and they collected almost $750 million. For this campaign, unprecedented in the United States. Now, they still have all those people on that internet, and they're going to, in the smartness of doing this, they can use that. Remember how when they're putting a bill up in front of Congress, and they'll say, call your senator, call, you know, you'll hear the local radio station say, get on the air, call your state representative. People don't really do that. If they get a few calls, maybe. Okay, but with this, they've got all your names on the internet. They can plug into you anytime with all of that. This could really turn out to be a government run by the people, for the people, going up in front of Congress with all these petitions for this particular bill. How many millions of people said yes for it? How many said no? It could be a change in the way government is run.
Ah, this is amazing. Now we've got 4 more years, 6 through 9, and about 10 minutes left in our program. So I want to make sure we get all these in. Can we move on to number 6, personal year now?
Absolutely, yeah, let's do that. Well, the number 6 is love. You know, we got love and home and family and country and all of that, and it would be great. I would love to see most of our troops home from Iraq by probably the third month or the 12th month of the year there. We've got two ending months in the 6 year, two different timings to bring our loved ones home, and this is about the love of all of this, and I would see some real, real changes going on at that time. Now, in your 6 year, in your own families, know that this is a time to kind of unite everybody, you know? Bring the kids home for Christmas. Let's really notice the birthdays, the anniversaries, give that extra hug. Make sure we say the extra I love yous. But it's also great for the home projects. You know, you want to redo the basement or you've got some artsy project going on, because the six is a very creative type of love and number as well. But it's also one of the more serious love numbers. So you really want to, like I say, keep track of what's going on. Also, doing service for the community, because it is home, love, family, and country. Make sure you get involved in something as well, okay?
Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds important. Now as we move into the 7 personal year.
The 7 year is so amazing because here you are in the 6 year doing, giving service, doing for others, being there, doing the family, you know, get together, all of those things going on. And the 7 year says, I want peace. Oh my gosh, I want to relax. I don't want to fight it so hard. So the 7 year is like draw and attract, just like in The Secret. We can draw and attract what we need when we need it and not before. And there's a silence because knowledge is power to the number seven. And within the depths of silence, great genius is born. We see so many people going back to school, so many people just going to the bookstores and studying, taking time to be alone and with yourself and creating and noticing the best person you will ever meet, which is you. So that time that you gave so much, some part of you is just aching for a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet. And you're in that year right now, and you're finishing it up. You've got an ending month, Candace, this month of November. And so you've been watching as your own self has been finding the peace within and the time to be alone and to work with the universe from a mental standpoint even more than a physical one.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I've been putting an emphasis on some of that quiet time, some of that meditation, that visualization time, and finding, oh my gosh, how wonderful it is to really take that time. And of course, it's been emphasized tremendously in the movie and the book, The Secret.
Oh, absolutely.
And to be taking some extra time to do that and to go, wow, well, this is such a delight, imagining all kinds of wonderful good things going on and thinking, geez, this is a treat. And it's just that, I guess, that rhythm of the seven.
Well, you better enjoy it now, because after January, February is going to open up a whole broadband of new ideas for your business side. So let's see what you can accomplish there next year. You're going to be much busier.
Okay. So that's going to be getting into an eight personal year, and here we are ready to hear about the eight.
Right. We want the executive in you to come popping out all of a sudden. No more, you know, playtime, downtime, relax, walk along the street by yourself or by a stream. And by the way, water is a healing element to the number seven year. So all of those things that you can do, either, you know, by the shore or just taking a long tub bath, those things are great. Under the sevens love water. There's some healing element there. Okay, but the eight year is literally about getting things done. It's a time to put the will together. It's a time to really, that business you might have started in the 4 year or in the 1 year. Ones, fours, and eights are the highest numbers in business and timing. And so it's a buy, sell type of year, and to get out there and be part of the world and just, you know, let people know you exist. It really is an exciting timing. A lot of people popping into your life you weren't even expecting. And so you might as well be prepared, because you've been putting a lot of work into getting to this 8 year. So now you get to reap a little bit of those rewards if you've done a good job. And if those power of choices again were good, all those 7 years going up to it.
Ah, there you go. Wow. Okay. So that's my 8 year, and is for all those people that are wanting to understand their eight personal year better.
Right.
And I like that. It says it's a great year for the money game, by any name. It comes with a bugle call, make a gain, and a gain, and you can have it all.
Not the best poet in the world.
That is a beautiful. And then it says a rotten year for deadbeat debtors, hedging creditors, robbing Peter to pay Paul, forging success, bringing the IRS, and nothing gained at all.
So again, as we notice, life is a series of choices. And so therefore, the choices you made as those years were moving along, all of a sudden, it either catches up to you, and you have to pay the bill, as they say, or you've got it going and the success is rolling. Do you see how that plays?
Yes.
It's like life is giving you 9 years to accomplish something. And I love it when December comes around for any year. Everyone should sit and give yourself the applause of what you've accomplished in that year. We don't need validation from everyone else when we know that we've started to do something good for ourselves, for those we love, and for the universe that we know is part of the joy that we live in.
Ah, wonderful. And then that brings us to the nine.
And the 9 year is the applause or the saying goodbye. of whatever was going on for those 9 years. So we either keep the things that are working or let go of the things that are not working. And you will make that choice more and more as you get towards September. September is always a very high point in the year, and every year is trying to teach you something, like in that school of life. And so it really is the rainbow of promise at the end of the 9 years, that you've done a great job, that you want to see the world or be part of the world and get out there and feel the applause. People who have nines in their charts, and Barack Obama has the nine in his heart's desire, is about, he loves that on stage, that applause. It is an amazing thing that energizes him. It doesn't deplete him. And so when you have that, that's what some of the great speakers came out of. He just feels the energy. He feels the audience, and the words he says are things he believes in. So that's what the nine is about, is to say, what have I accomplished? If life is not working and you're in a relationship that is really bad for you, then the 9 year is going to start to disrupt it, even if you think you're going to hang on for all the wrong reasons. So you want to play it as you know it, and if you haven't had the courage to move on in the 9 year, the 1 year will definitely disrupt it. So many times you see relationships change and people actually change jobs or timings. The 1, the 5, and the 9 are the highest times for the change.
Ah, okay. Well, this is great. And I know here you write in your book that the 9 is a great year for the final bow for things that now took 9 long years to polish. Applaud your success. Let go of your messes. Follow your star, your wish. And it's a rotten year for holding on to yesterday's song that means nothing to tomorrow, living suppressed and harboring depressed, clutching pain and sorrow.
So, we always want to have that feeling that we can look back and say, wow, look what I've accomplished. As long as we're on the planet, there's hope, as Barack would say. There's always hope. So even as people get older and I talk with senior groups, I always say sometimes they think they're not important anymore, you know? Or maybe the children have left for college and you think you're not important anymore. But as long as you're alive, there's always hope and there's always something more to do. And there's always the excitement of taking the chance to become a better person than you were yesterday. That's what you're here for.
Mm. And as we have just about a minute left, Kathy, I want to invite you, of course, to kind of wrap up with some of your thoughts. And I want to invite, of course, our listeners to go and get a copy of your wonderful book, So You Want to Be Counted, that you can get that from Amazon.com, or you can go to send an email to Kathy and get a discount on the book and a personally autographed copy of the book by emailing her at Talmar, T-A-L-M-A-R, 5000, that's T-A-L-M-A-R, and then the number 5000 at AOL.com.
Right, and we're going to give them an autographed copy as well, or we'll mail it to whoever they want it mailed to for Christmas. So, and you could tell me the date you even want it mailed out on. So
all of
those things are great for birthdays, anniversaries, you know, or those kind of things as well.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Kenneth.
This has been a pleasure. Oh, you're welcome, Kathy. I just want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule, and to all of my wonderful listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and keeping open to, in these times where there can be so many challenges, the flip side of challenge is opportunity, and you've given us some tools with your book and this information today to help us guide ourselves through some of the waves of change that are happening. So God bless you, and thank you, Kathy.
And God bless you and all the listeners as well. God bless the United States of America. I tell you, this is the most exciting movement that has ever happened in my lifetime. Thank you.
You're welcome. And beloved listeners, invite you to tune in every Saturday for more fun and adventure on Advanced Living Radio. Until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.